Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with EMD Baseball. I'm Andy Kirikides, joined by my wonderful co-host from his basement, Keith Glasser. How are we doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. Look great in that cap, by the way.
Thanks. It's cold down here.
For those of you watching, I swear to God, he's not staging a robbery.
A nice warm swacket.
Yeah. You gotta stay incognito on the interwebs.
That's right.
This week's topic, I want to talk about coach communication. This can be twofold. Some fundamentals to reaching out to coaches, college coaches, and then also want to talk about the communication between high school travel and making sure that those guys are aware of exactly what's going on in terms of what you're doing off-season-wise, what your schedule is, all that kind of good stuff. So start with the coach communication in terms of outreach to coaches, and you have to do it. At times it can seem daunting. Sending emails isn't the most fun thing to do, but it's still a tried and true method to get your information in front of people. And yeah, if you send out 100 emails, you might only get 40 responses, but those are 40 responses you wouldn't have got if you didn't send any emails out. And like I said, it can be a little bit daunting, but it's part of the process that you need to undertake. It's still a staple of how to reach out to coaches and get on coaches' radar. So couple tips that I have from a pure communication standpoint is make sure that your email is written by the player and maybe edited by mom and dad, maybe edited by somebody else who's helping you through the process. But I think it's important that the players have skin in the game and that they're able to craft these emails in kind of their voice. Second thing is, try not to make them completely generic. Try to have something in there that lets that coach know that I took a little bit of time to email you. Maybe a tidbit about the program, maybe something from an academic perspective that you're interested in there. Something that lets them know that you didn't send the exact same email out to 50 different coaches. So spend a little bit of time doing a little bit of research ahead of time and making sure that you've got your ducks in a row in order to send that. The next one is kind of obvious, but it's something that can happen. Most coaches will give you a pass. Some coaches won't. Make sure you're sending the email to the correct school and coach combination. Nothing worse than getting an email from a kid. And this happened at William & Mary. It's happened everywhere I've gone where, you know, they meant to send it to Coach Marin at Old Dominion. And they sent it to me and it says, "Hey, Coach Marin, I'm really interested in Old Dominion." Most coaches will forgive you, but that just takes a little bit of time up front. Make sure you're not just mass emailing guys and just click and send and copy and paste. And like, take a little time and make sure you get some of that stuff right. As far as information, you basically need to make sure the coaches know who you are, some of your measurables, height, weight, 60 time, velocity, exit velo, anything that's been recorded that's relevant, where you go to school, what your GPA is, who do you play travel ball for. Make sure that you have some coaches' contact information so guys can reach out to you. And if at all possible, make sure you have some sort of video, ideally a link. We're big proponents of creating a YouTube channel or being able to post things on YouTube so that that information is easily accessible to coaches. They're not always the most tech savvy outside of TrackMan, and attaching videos and stuff sometimes won't even get through a firewall. So those are kind of the core basics in terms of what you need to do. As you go through the process, the cadence of every couple weeks, every 3 weeks, every 4 weeks, when you have schedules to update, new highlights from a season, updates of how you're doing, you want to have some sort of a cadenced outreach plan in terms of how often you're going to be sending these out to make sure coaches are up to date on what you're doing, where you're going to be, and what that's going to look like. Those for me seem to be the things that I tend to go to with guys as we work through this process, is getting all of that stuff organized so that we can set up a plan to make sure that those emails get out and that relevant information is getting sent out every time. That cover that, Coach?
Yeah, I think you covered everything it is that you know, I think it's important to note that generally speaking, what you're talking about are more introductory type emails. You know, you don't have to throw all of that information in responses and things of that nature when you're actually, you know, telling coaches what's up, or they've responded to you. Like, you don't have to reignite everything it is that you just said. But from a pure introduction standpoint of the things it is that you would want in an email to send to a college baseball coach, that pretty much covers everything it is that you have. You know, it's also okay to say in there, like, hey, if you don't have your summer schedule yet, like, it's okay to say, like, hey, you know, my summer schedule isn't finalized yet, but when it is, I'll be sure to, you know, pass it along. Things like that, you know, and quite honestly, you're going to end up sending your summer schedule a handful more times and or following up as the year goes on of like, hey, we're going to be at, you know, my team's at Diamond Nation this weekend in the Firecracker Classic. You know, I'm throwing on field 4 at 2 p.m. and on Thursday, whatever it might be. So like you're going to continue to follow up with that stuff. So if you don't have all of that information in front of you on the introductory email, it's okay. And it's okay to just say, hey, I'll get that information to you later. Most coaches are, you know, and they're not, you know, we've talked about this a lot. They're not really getting out, you know, a whole hell of a lot to see you, you know, on Wednesdays during the high school season. So, you know, it's more geared towards your summer anyways. And same thing with, you know, like you're going to follow up as you get showcases and camps and clinics and such that you might be going to as those things come on your schedule. You can, you know, always update those later on. You know, the other thing that I think from a communication standpoint is, you know, including, you know, for high school guys, including your high school coaches and your travel coaches and what it is you're doing in the off season. You know, one of the things that college coaches are going to do when they, you know, ultimately start recruiting you is they will reach out to your high school coach and your travel coach to kind of see, you know, what you're doing, how you handle things, all of the questions it is that they're looking for, your character, stuff like that. You want your coaches to be able to say, yeah, no, he works out with us. You know, our high school baseball workouts, you know, for the high school season are, you know, Tuesday, Thursdays. And, you know, he works out with his travel ball team on Wednesday, Friday. You know, so I see him all the time. Or it might be like, hey, man, you know, we work out twice a week, but I only see him once, but I know that he works out, you know, 4 other days at his indoor, you know, his at his travel ball facility, you know, where they have a weight room and a plan that they follow, like, but, you know, but he definitely is here once a week, but I know that he's doing, you know, that stuff in conjunction with throwing his bullpens or getting his hitting in and doing all of that stuff in one spot. You know, it just gives you the ability to A, build that relationship with your high school coach, B, let them know what it is that you're doing, and then C, when college coaches, if they do eventually want to recruit you and they follow up with them, you want them to know, like, when they are talking to that college coach, like, yeah, no, he's putting in the time, energy, and effort in the offseason to do what it is. What you don't want is like, yeah, man, I think he works out, but I don't really know because I don't see him, and he doesn't really tell me anything, so I don't know. And it's not necessarily a negative, right? But, you know, it can add a little bit to where, like, all right, I got to call the travel coach and see what, like, which you're going to do anyways, but see what he says. And maybe that conversation is like, nah, man, he's here 4 days a week. Like, you know, works his tail off. It's like, okay, like, you know, but if your high school coach knows that, that's 2 very quick conversations of like, yeah, awesome kid, gets his work in, does everything he needs to do. And that checks 2 boxes off real quick. And there's no real concern from a recruitment standpoint there. You know, but it's just keeping them in the loop. The other part is, you know, if you're a high school kid and you're working out at your indoor travel facility place quite frequently and you're throwing bullpens and stuff, like, take some video, A, for your introductory emails and updating college coaches with your progress, but also send them to your high school coach. Like, hey, coach, you know, threw a bullpen last week. Arm feels great. This is where I'm at. I threw 30 pitches and, you know, they actually had the TrackMan up and I was, you know, whatever your velo was that day, to give them an idea of where you're at coming into the season too. And the other thing is they can look at it. And if things are going wrong at some point in the season, we can go back to those videos together and work over those things. You know, I think you'd be hard pressed to find, you know, a lot of coaches in this country that don't want to actually coach. So, you know, they are willing to have those conversations and want all the information in front of them so that they can help you develop as well. They want to have a hand, you know, in how well you're progressing and how well you're doing as well. So, you know, I think those are things that kind of get missed in the recruiting process for families and younger kids, is that, you know, making sure that, you know, not only do you want the college coach stuff squared away and ready to go, but you also want to be able to do it with your travel coach and your high school coach so that they know what you're doing and how you're doing, so that everyone's on the same page, so that when you do get recruited, those are two very quick conversations of like, yeah, man, does everything it is that he needs to do. I know that he's doing this 3, 4, 5 times a week. He hits, he throws, he does everything he needs to do. And, you know, it squares that, it checks those boxes very quickly. So, you know, it's something, like I said, that I think gets lost a little bit, and, you know, it might be a little intimidating sometimes, but, you know, just text your coach some video of you hitting or you pitching, whatever it might be. And then everyone's on the same page, and, you know, you avoid that, you know, conversation later on of like, yeah, why'd you tell X coach that I don't do anything? Well, I didn't tell him you don't do anything. I told him I don't know what you do because I don't, you know. So like, you got to keep in mind that your high school coaches and travel coaches are trying to build relationships with these coaches as well. You know, so they want to make sure that they have all the information in front of them too. And it's as simple as just sending a handful of text messages over the off season and let them know what you're doing.
Yeah, well said. And it's good practice to get into that anyways, because you're going to be forced to communicate with people throughout this process, and you might as well do it with some people that you are most likely pretty comfortable with. And that relationship, as you said, it goes a long way, because coaches, most guys who are recruiting players are going to reach out to different contacts that they have, some of which might be really close to you. And you want to make sure that you put yourself in a position where those coaches have really good things to say about you. One, because you're doing the right things, but two, because you're communicating that with them. There's no gray area in terms of what you're doing. So great advice there. As far as the email outreach, I can't stress enough that consistency wins the ballgame there. And you're going to get guys that are not going to respond to you, and maybe that means that they're not interested, and that's fine. No's are really important in this process. But guys can't evaluate you. They're not going to know who you are if they don't have your information and they don't know where you're going to be. And it fundamentally starts at that initial outreach, which, until proven otherwise, email is pretty much the best way to do it. So stay consistent with it. Be open in your communication with your travel ball and your high school coaches, so they're on the same page and they have a really good understanding of what you're doing. Anything else you want to add there, Coach?
Nope. Nailed it.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. Tune in next week. We'll have another good topic for you. We'll talk to you then. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMDBaseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on emdbaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.